I'm Brittany Farr, your guide to events and happenings in our city, and this is the second episode of This Week in Rowlett. The North Texas Municipal Water District has temporarily changed the disinfectant in its water treatment process until April 1st. The annual routine change is necessary to maintain the regional system in year-round water quality. Your tap water may smell a little different, but it's completely safe to drink and use. Visit ntmwd.com for tips and details. Lunch on the Lawn in downtown Rowlett continues all month long. Make plans to join us next Monday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and pick from a variety of delicious food trucks. The City of Rowlett Animal Services Shelter is still at capacity. If you've been considering adding a new member to your family, now is the time. All adoptions are free. The shelter is open from Tuesday to Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our furry friends are wagging their tails and purring in anticipation, ready to start their new lives with you for free. The spring break edition of Disney Staycation is at the Rowlett Public Library this week. It's every day from 10 a.m. from March 11th through March 14th. Also at the library, the Friends of the Rowlett Library are holding a book sale at the library on Saturday, March 16th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can purchase a diverse array of books, crafts, and learning materials. Only cash and checks are accepted. Rowlett Explorer Post 1 is sponsoring Wilderness First Aid with CPR and AED and Standard First Aid CPR AED training on March 16th and 17th. The course will take between 6 and 8 hours, depending on the number of students. Sign up by using the links found on the front page of rowlett.com. Are you an HOA, our neighborhood association leader? Then please join us for the 2024 HOA Legal Clinic. It's Saturday, March 23rd from 8:30 to 12:30 p.m. at the Plano Events Center. We've joined forces with the cities of Plano and Garland to help equip you with the tools to confidently manage your association. New this year? Two separate tracks, one for mandatory associations and one for voluntary associations. The Easter Extravaganza will be Saturday, March 23rd from 10 a.m. to noon at Pecan Grove Park. Join us for a morning of laughter, surprises, and unforgettable memories for the whole family. Bring your basket and hunt for treat-filled eggs, enjoy lots of kid activities and games, food trucks, and photos with the bunny. Hunts are divided by age groups and abilities, so everyone will enjoy a full basket of treats. The Pup-a-Palooza will be Friday, March 22nd from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Central Bark Dog Park. Dogs of all sizes and breeds are invited to hunt for eggs filled with doggy treats. Contest, food vendors, prizes, and photo with the Easter Bunny, too. Pickleball. It's not just kind of fun. It's an absolute blast. Think of it as tennis meets ping pong, but with less running. Come play at the Rowlett Community Center. It's $5 for a day pass or sign in with your RCC membership. Check the RCC for daily schedules. Join us at Waterview Golf Club for an incredible series of golf lessons hosted by renowned LPGA teaching professional Lexi Clary. Whether you're a junior golfer aspiring to be the next prodigy or a seasoned player looking to enhance your game, these classes are designed just for you. Learn more on the Parks and Rec social media page. Rowlett Sings is an amateur singing competition sponsored by the Rowlett Arts and Humanities Commission that is open to all Rowlett residents. Deadlines for entries is April 1st. Contest categories include individuals or groups, with cash prizes awarded to first place winners in each division. Potential contestants are asked to send an audition, then they will be chosen to perform at the live event on April 27th. Turn around. Oh, I'm still thinking Rowlett Sings. No, join us on the downtown Rowlett Green Total Eclipse Watch Party on Monday, April 8th, noon to 3 p.m. Activities will include a DJ, rocket ship bounce houses, food trucks, and educational programs to learn more about this out-of-this-world event. Free solar eclipse glasses from the Rowlett Public Library for event attendees while supplies last. Join us on the dark side of the moon for a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Don't forget that Sunday, March 17th is St. Patrick's Day. Thank you for tuning in to This Week in Rowlett. It's been a pleasure to bring you the latest updates and stories from around our city. For more details on the items we've mentioned in today's episode, make sure to check out the show notes in the description. And don't forget to follow us on our social media platforms to stay connected and up to date with all things Rowlett. We love hearing from you, so please reach out with your thoughts, stories, or suggestions for future episodes. Join us again next week for more insights into our vibrant community. See you next week, Rowlett!